Narrative frameworks. 20. Community. A collection of parts. Or is the whole greater than the sum of the parts? Is our community a collection of individuals within an ecosystem, or the other life forms that are a part of that ecosystem? Is our community the interactions between individuals and no more than this? Or is our community something that is greater than the sum of the parts? Is this unity more than a collection of living beings coming together? And perhaps it's not so much that something extra is created, but something deeper is tapped into when life comes together. Perhaps something of our essence is uncovered. Perhaps something of our source is revealed to us. Perhaps something beyond our individual imaginations. Is released back into. Perhaps we come closer to a deeper imagining before the nuances of expression of each individual. Perhaps we come closer to our essence in seeing that we all have different expressions, and yet underneath or running through or surrounding or holding, allowing for these different expressions, there is a universal heart. And this universal heart is none other than our heart. This universal heart exists within each individual and is most truly each individual. Not in an individualistic way, but in the way that each individual contains the seed of the divine essence. And this divine essence is most truly the identity of each individual. In whichever way, preferably aligned, this individual is expressing it. And as we have talked about, expressions can be very other, or appear very other to love. And yet love appears to allow all of the different expressions to exist. We might have our preferences of, well, this is nice and this is not nice. And those preferences help guide us as individuals within the world. But it seems clear that just like the sun shines on everyone, those we might see as good people and those we might see as bad people, just as the sun shines on everyone, so the essence of life seems to have allowed everything. So we may have resistance to certain things. This is all very well and good, as we need this. We need allowance, openness and boundaries within this embodied existence. But the fact is, life is already allowing to happen what is happening. Life is allowing all that is happening to happen. This might be quite difficult to reconcile, because we are very sure within ourselves of what is right and what is wrong. And even though these different categories of right and wrong seem apparently infinitely variable across culture, across history, across time and space, we still hold dear to these guides, these codes of what is right and what is wrong, and rightfully so, because Life is guided by the structures it gives itself. And to lose these structures would be to lose the way life organises itself. And yet, of course, structures can become detached from the source which they are born and end up restricting, or rather doing an injustice to life rather than doing justice to it. So is our community a structure that is aligned with life, is serving life, is feeling the flow of life and allowing or extending that flow into existence? Or is our community something which is somehow brushing that under the carpet and just becoming encrusted in its own set of values? And how about us? Are we individually allowing life to flow, or are we individually creating blocks to that flow? And is the world really a thing out there, or is it the projection of where we are at? Is community? Community means common unity. What is our common unity? At what scale do you experience your common unity? Collectively, individually, globally, locally. And do you serve your common unity by going outside yourself and placing what you call good actions elsewhere? Or do you serve your common unity, your community, by living most truly your individuality? Because most truly that individuality is the unity it serves. The spark of the divine within the heart. Is the spark of the divine within the heart of the individual, the community, the wider life? And so it's simply a question of serving life or not serving life, regardless of the scale, regardless of the number of units, regardless of any differences in time and space, and yet enjoyed and experienced in all those varied ways that the time and space of love allow.